The battle over whether to keep the Rodman Dam and Reservoir is perhaps the biggest remaining fight in the effort to create a continuous greenway across the state, and in many ways, the clearest example of the arguments that have dogged the debate in the switch from the Cross Florida Barge Canal project to the greenway from its inception.
We heard this big propaganda machine moving forward telling people that it was a landfill, it was a cesspool, it was disgusting.
I have been with Florida Defenders of the Environment for only about 3 or 4 months now, but I have yet to see a single reference to any of those things that you mentioned. I have been through all of our files, I've been through all of our fact sheets, I've been through all of our newspaper articles, and I don't recall a single reference to those that you've mentioned. First time I've heard it, actually.
On one side of the debate, those who want to keep the reservoir, saying it's an ecosystem that's rebounded from the initial development of the canal and shouldn't be undone. On the other side, environmentalists, who want to see Florida's natural river systems restored. The fight pits lawmakers against governmental regulatory agencies and fishermen against environmentalists from one side of the state to the other.
What we have is we have an ecosystem that came about following an environmental devastation disaster back in the 60s when the Cross Florida Barge Canal was attempted.
Mike Murtha is the legislative aide to State Senator George Kirkpatrick, who has spearheaded the battle to keep Rodman Reservoir just the way it is.
And it was something that was very, very horrible to the environment. It went in and wrecked an ecosystem, but an ecosystem has rebounded. And today, in 1997, we're looking at a 10,000 acre wetland that has endangered species, has all kinds of different animals, and people enjoy it. People like it. If it was a state park, it would be the 11th most visited state park in Florida.
Murtha says a study in 1991 showed the reservoir brought in 18% of the tourism dollars in Putnam County, a figure disputed by opponents of the reservoir. The former coordinator of the Ocklawaha River Project for the Florida Defenders of the Environment, Gary Appleson, says the cost to run what he calls an artificially maintained impoundment outweighs any tourism benefits.
The reservoir is a highly manipulated system. It doesn't function by itself. It needs to be manipulated to survive. You can't have Fish and Rodman Reservoir without pumping tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars into it every year, highly manipulating the system, draining it every couple of years, dealing with weed control. That's the only way to keep it alive.
Restoration efforts for the Ocklawaha River have failed in the legislature year after year, in 93, 95, and 96. Right now, says legislative aide Murtha, the battle's more with the governor and not lawmakers.
One individual we can't convince and will never convince is Governor Childs. And Governor Childs and the DEP can move forward with anything that they feel they have the authority to do. And we, our folks in Putnam County, have to pick up their swords, collect their money, have their bass tournaments, have their bake sales, so that they can file suit against their government for doing something that they feel they don't have the authority to do.
Well, DEP is a governor's agency, and the secretary receives her direction from the governor.
Fred Ayer is the director of Greenways and Trails for the Department of Environmental Protection and manager for the Cross Florida Greenway.
The governor directed that we restore, and we're Department of Environmental Protection is basically moving to follow his direction.
Currently, restoration of the Ocklawaha is on hold as the DEP recently withdrew its general permit application to the St. Johns River Water Management District. The move came just days prior to an administrative hearing on a challenge to the restoration plans. DEP will take a different approach in spring with an individual permit application. Legislative aide Murtha says expect another challenge and another administrative hearing. Meanwhile, the pile of written correspondence between Senator Kirkpatrick and the DEP grows thicker by the day. The content of the memos and letters demonstrates ongoing frustration and mistrust over the way the agency's handling the Rodman issue. Legislative aide Murtha is critical of not only agencies like the DEP, but of the environmental groups who want the reservoir drained, calling them a giant network with fancy faxes, email, and websites. There's frustration on both sides. The former coordinator of the Ocklawaha River Restoration Project for the Florida Defenders of the Environment, Gary Appleson, says he stepped out of the arena over all the politics in Tallahassee and the tiring, ongoing task of re-educating a changing list of players.
It is incredibly difficult and expensive to influence the legislature. You spend untold hours and thousands of dollars working with individual legislators over the course of a year. Then after that year, especially if it's an election year, the entire legislature turns over. You have to start all over again.
Miles away from the debate in Tallahassee, hundreds of fishermen continue to enjoy the Rodman Reservoir in Putnam County.
My thing on it is we spent millions to change it. Now we got to go back and spend another millions to put it back. Have a pretty devastating effect on the economy. Look at this tag right here. This is Duval County, and the guy that just left was from Duval County. It's not a Putnam County thing. It's an everybody thing.
But I fish it now, and it's great fishing. Bass, bluegill, shellcrackers, red bellies, speck. And if they let the water down, all this silt, what are they going to do with that?
The issue of whether or not Rodman is a good bass fishery has never been our concern.
FDE's Gary Appleson.
All the side issues of whether or not the forest will come back and whether or not there are eagles on Rodman and whether or not there are great bass in Rodman and whether or not the Ocklawaha River should be restored, all those side issues are unimportant. Rodman Reservoir is there serving the needs of a small bass fishing community. It is classical, typical pork barrel politics. You have a local politician who has convinced the state legislature to continue to spend $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 to $1 million a year to keep this fishing hole in existence. But the reality is that that fishing hole is bad for the Florida environment, bad for the people of the state of Florida, bad for Florida's wildlife, and it should be drained, and the river should be restored. It is our natural heritage.
Nobody understands the frustration of the battle better than DEP's Fred Ayer. He says it's the nature of the beast and compares today's battle to the one he faced as a lobbyist during early efforts to deauthorize the Cross Florida Barge Canal.
It's a tough arena. I mean, it's people play hardball, and if I were a person easily discouraged, I don't know if I would have had the help or whatever, the perseverance to try to help get the barge canal deauthorized. We were told that would never occur. It was like that for 35 years, and we certainly weren't going to change it. And yet the very man, Congressman Bennett, who was wanted to keep it alive, actually helped kill it in the end. So, yes, it's a hard arena, and it's a complicated arena.
It's a shame that that they're even contemplating. I don't think it'll ever happen because I firmly believe that once our illustrious governor is out of office, then it'll die the death with the politicians.
This place is going to have nothing but bugs, and it's going to be a mud hole for 100 years. Our grandkids will never see it restored to the upper end of this river. Never.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.